So are we still talking about GMRS at Heritage Days, or?
Yeah, I see GMRS as a bridge for people that, I mean, not for, I mean, I think a lot of people like my wife, this is all they'll ever wanna use, but my wife's, she's perfectly comfortable picking up GMRS and using it, and I'm thinking there's probably a lot of people like her. And it would be nice if we had a good repeater for them. The one on Rattlesnake works very well, except it doesn't cover very well in the borough, because we're in the radio shadow of a piece of land out by Hannah Furnace.
So what if we had something there at the tent to sign up for your GMRS license right there? From the minimum, a QR code they can scan and go direct to the website on their own phone to maybe somebody with a laptop there, and maybe 10 of those radios, because you know, you hand somebody a pamphlet, say, yeah, I'll look into this later, and say, no, don't look into it later, sign up now, we'll sell you a radio.
Instant gratification.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not opposed to that. If there's a risk if you buy 10 of these radios, you might not sell more than two, and then we're tying up funds, but,
So you get a sales tax, potential problems.
Yeah, because they technically were an exhibitor, not a vendor up there.
Yeah, so.
And the borough's a little weird on their stuff up there.
Okay, yeah. So selling is not an option, but
you would have to go under a vendor.
Right.
And then you're gonna have to show insurance.
But having them
exhibitors don't have to show insurance. Don't ask me why, but that's how it's written.
Well, I'm a vendor down there for Heritage Days, and I'm like a stone throw away from you guys.
Oh, okay.
If you want to sell them out of my place, I have the insurance. I've paid for the spots right in front of Grattan. So.
Okay, you're in front of Grattan. All right. Like I said, you read the paperwork. Mm-hmm. Exhibitors don't have to show insurance, but vendors do. Food vendors do. Anything like that. If you're selling it, you gotta. So.
Yeah. The minimum I want is for people to be able to. Experiences, be able to demonstrate it, okay? And like to have Ed Hinkle on standby. That'd be good, you know. He's in Pleasant Gap, but just to demonstrate the potential of it, and then basically give people at a minimum a business card size thing that has our website on, and you go to the website, and there's an article right there. It says how to get started with GMRS.
Or like Scott said, put the QR codes are easy to make up. Put it on red paper.
Yeah. So they either walk away with a little card or they walk away with a sheet of paper, but something that, and it basically, it says, here's this short thing you have to do, and in a week from now, you'll be on the air. You do this with the FCC website, and it's $35, and here's a radio we would recommend, $40 from Amazon, and a week from now, you'll be ready to go. And then we have weekly nets, and you can check in and join the club, join the club, but you can also just participate in the nets. Yeah, and I think we've seen a number of people in the past who got exposed to GMRS and then wanted to move on and get a technician license as well. So it's not a standalone thing. I think some people will be, like my wife, she'll be happy at this level, and that's as far as she'll wanna go. Other people, they'll maybe get exposed to this and wanna go farther with it. So.
Gateway drug.
Yeah.
Bob, have I been able to talk to you on GMRS from like from Raystown?
I don't know if we've ever tried that.
I'll try that because if I'm down there, which I hope to spend more time there, and I can get in, that would be a demonstration too, talking from Raystown up
there. Yeah. You're not going to do it with an HT, I'm pretty sure, but maybe with a mobile rig, you could.
What's that repeater that's down that way? The repeater.
The 146.
Oh.
There's a GMRS repeater down that way.
Oh.
Well, there's one on top of Pine Grove Mountain that's on the, it's not widely used, but I think you can probably get into it from that area.
Yeah, can you hit it from here?
I can hit it from my house in Auburn, but I'm not sure you can.
I can't from here in the borough.
Didn't you say one time you were talking to somebody from Hagerstown on that?
Oh yeah, there's a guy named Phil who's like down around Hagerstown, Maryland or something. He's on a hill, just a gentle hill. And I saw the street view of his house. He's got a little, you know, modest antenna above his roof of his house. And that's the guy in State College, I don't forget his name, that you know that has that GMRS repeater.
Yeah, Scott and I talked to those guys. There's two principals, I know both of them. I'm not listening to it because they were not desirous of having a lot of people get on that repeater. So I said, okay, you know, I'll fight another day or come back another day.
That repeater is on what's the 700 frequency, the 462.700? Yeah, there's a frequency that years ago was sort of agreed as sort of the travel channel, and there's a travel tone, a PL tone. So that if you're just in any random town and you want to try to get on a GMRS repeater, you just try that frequency with that tone, and that's the one he's on.
Yeah, that repeater's been up for a long time.
So if people are buying GMRS radios and programming them to work on the travel channel with the travel tone, you know, what they call traveler assist, that's one of the things the FCC anticipates people use it for. But if they're going through State College and they hit that, they'll bring up his repeater. I mean, it's...
What model is that? What is that?
This is a brand new one that came out in February. It's a GM-15 Pro. And not too many people are carrying them right now, but it's... I can give you the FCC ID number for it. You can look it up on the FCC website, too. But it's on... They sell them on Amazon. I got it for $39 on Amazon.
It's a Valve phone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very well made. I'm pretty happy with it. And you can buy a two-pack. They make them in, like, a green color as well. And it's a two-pack is like $82, and it gives you two spare batteries, so you have a total of four batteries. Two-pack.
So being biofang, does that mean it will transmit anywhere, or just GMRS?
No, that's locked.
It's locked. Okay.
It's got all the GMRS, all 22 channels in there, plus eight more that are set up as repeater channels, and you can't delete those channels. You can assign custom names to them and things like that. And then there's like a total of 250 channels you can program in that are receive only. So you can listen to, for example, the local paging frequencies for EMS and things like that. You can program those in. It'll scan all the any subset of those channels. It also can listen to 2 meter repeaters. It'll listen to like 136 to 170 megahertz.
The whole VHF amateur band.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll cover all that for listening only, and it's got FM radio reception, and it's got the weather radio and the same alerts as well, and even got a little
got to have a torchlight.
Do you have to have two frequencies active on that at one time, or can you set it to just have one?
It can have two.
But can you set it
right
to
now.
Just have one?
You can set the display to just display one. But you can, it actually has two receivers.
Okay,
that you
because
can
I have a GMRS radio that has two frequencies on it, and you have to have two frequencies on there. You can't set it to just display one. And if you bump the button, you're on the other channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the one thing I don't like about it.
Yeah.
This one's a TD one, is it?
It's a UV9G or something like that.
Whenever I was looking at that one you had on the website, I come across another set, like you're saying, double radios, double batteries, double everything, like $87 on Amazon. And they are, the brand name on that is TD-HD5. It's almost the same thing as what you're talking about there.
It might be the same radio with a different badge or something. But there's new stuff coming out, like this just came out in February. I think the market is growing. I think they're... You can actually go on the website and download. Each day they put out a data file, and if you know where to go on the FCC website, you can download how many licenses of each type were registered each day. And I was looking at GMRS, this maybe a year ago, I was looking at GMRS licenses, and there's quite a number of GMRS licenses being registered every day. And so I think the manufacturers know that, and they're bringing out some new models. And so this is the best one that I found that I could recommend to other people. And it's type accepted. It's type 95 accepted, so everything here is perfectly, you're not breaking any, stretching any rules. So.
Okay, well, like I said, it looks like a decent little radio. And for the price, Wushon come out with another one, or Waxon, however you want to pronounce it today. They have one out, it's $199. It's a nice radio, but it's a lot of money. And for someone just getting started, you don't got a lot invested. If you're not interested, you know, find out you're not interested. You're not out a lot of money. So.
This even comes with a programming cable, and I tried it, and it works. So you don't have to buy anything else, even if you want to program it.